Good morning. This is Sterling Smith with your Agrisampo North America morning market update. And we are seeing some fund selling for the third day in a row here. Typically, when fund selling sets in, it comes in 3 and 4 day bits. We are right in front of a major acreage report, and I think we're seeing some positions even up. The forecast is a little bit cooler, but I've noticed some precipitation is starting to come back out of it. So we're probably headed in for more volatility, but we're getting to the point to where we should attract some additional export business, and we're probably getting close to an area where the market will bounce. July corn is at 746, that's down 22. September is at 667, down 35. December new crop at 656 and a quarter, down 37 and a half. Same story in the soybeans. July soybeans 1598, down 55. August soybeans 1511, down 53. November soybeans 1421, down 55 and a quarter. September wheat is at 966, that's down 22 and three quarters. Kansas City wheat at 1021 and three quarters, down 24. Minneapolis wheat at 1089 is down 16 and three quarters. Rice is at 1638, that's down 31. July cotton, 140 even, down 332. December new crop, 103.58. Number of things are driving the cotton lower. Number one, we have some genuine and some well-founded concerns about Chinese imports dropping off due to some legislation that has moved through Congress and is now going to create a problem for cotton imported from certain parts of China. Live cattle at 134.25, down 68. Feeders, 174.27, up 113. Lean hogs, 106.25, that's down 220. Crude oil's at 105.38, that's down 80 cents. This is leading a lot of the fund liquidation. The funds are backing off of over-frothy positions. And as we usually see, once they get a little bit too short, a little bit too sold, they'll be back in here buying on the next round of news. And unleaded gasoline, 380.19, down 3 and a quarter cents a gallon. Diesel at 434.20, down about 6. Natural gas, 624, that's down about 61. Gold at 1840, that's down 220. Silver at 2143, that's down about 7. Dollar index at 104.31, that is up 11 today in quiet trade. Stocks faring better. We did not see the reversal off of the failed pattern from yesterday, and we're seeing a little bit of buying today. Dow Jones Industrial Average, 30,658, up 174. S&P 500 is at 3792, that is up 32. NASDAQ Composite, 11,214. Interest rates noticeably lower again today. We are at 301, that is down about 14 basis points. And we did see a high of 317 and a low right at 3 even. Just a week ago, we were trading at 3.5%. And the fact that we are seeing some reversing here is an indication that we may be looking at the economic growth slowing a little bit. In fact, looking at all the numbers and the way things are behaving, it looks like the talk about the recession. When you hear in the news media and they talk about a recession, they're always behind the curve. And typically, we're already in a recession before we even know it. And by the time they tell us we're in a recession, we're probably leaving. So I'm going to put it out there that we are experiencing a bit of a mild recession right now. Nothing too serious, mostly a case of the sniffles. If things were truly bad, the stock market would have probably fallen apart. This is Sterling Smith from Omaha, Nebraska, wishing everybody a great morning.